So one other question. Later on, I want to chat with you more about where we are today with neoadjuvant therapy, particularly when we talk about HER2-positive disease. But I also am curious right now how you approach neoadjuvant decision-making in the ER-positive, HER2-negative scenario that this woman fit into, where we know you see a lot less efficacy from chemotherapy than you see with either HER2-positive or triple-negative disease. Are there situations, for example, where you get genomic assays in the neoadjuvant setting? Do you ever use neoadjuvant endocrine therapy?
Oh, yeah, we certainly do. Yeah. And that's why I say we will often send for an oncotype if we are considering neoadjuvant therapy to help us make a decision about kind of, are we ever going to do chemotherapy or are we going to do endocrine therapy? Because, you know, again, for me, I feel like our in ER-positive breast cancer, a major decision tool in our use of chemotherapy are these genomic assays. You know, ultimately, they become as important as clinical stage, as nodal status. And so I like as much information as I can to inform my decision. If I have a patient that is interested in breast-conserving therapy and she could benefit from reduction in her tumor, downstaging of her axillary nodes, I think that's a compelling reason to give her neoadjuvant chemotherapy. If I know I'm going to want to give it, why not give it pre-op? Why not get the benefits? Because some ER-positive women have a PCR and they do have a better prognosis. I think it's important information. If they've had the chemotherapy, if they've had a pathologic complete response, and they're really having a tough time on endocrine therapy, I'm a little less insistent about hanging in there if I know they've had a very strong PR. If I do surgery, I've lost that potential information. So I just feel like it's become such a useful tool for long-term management that I really, and our group's kind of that way. You know, we still will tend to operate. If the surgeon thinks that they can get the surgery done in a node-negative breast cancer that's ER-positive, we generally operate on that. Where we have discussions are with the positive axillary nodes, the downstaging, you know, that's the gray area.
And have you used neoadjuvant endocrine therapy in that situation to convert the patient to breast-conserving surgery?
Yeah, we have. If we get a favorable oncotype situation where, you know, there's no evidence at all that chemotherapy is going to do anything but give that person side effects, and they are interested in breast-conserving therapy, but it's not going to be a cosmetically successful operation, we'll put them on and watch. And we don't really have a set duration. You know, on a clinical trial, you have to have a duration to have consistency. But in practice, if the tumor's getting smaller, the patient's tolerating it, we'll kind of just keep going until the surgeon feels like they're ready to go. So, I mean, we've taken some patients out 9 months, 12 months before we operate.